In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva is called as a Charachara Guru. Charachara Guru means the Guru of the whole universe. So Lord Shiva acts as a Dhampal, who is a protector of all the Dhams of Lord Hari. And how does he protect the Dham from the influence of those who come there with a material outlook? By putting a layer over the Dham and keeping it inaccessible for the materialistic minded living entities. Because the confidential pastimes of the Lord are not meant to be freely made available for the non-devotee materialists who come there with the enjoying mentality. Therefore, in any Dham, those who go with the enjoying mentality will see the Dham as a commercial place meant for sightseeing, eating, sleeping and recreating. On the other hand, those who approach the Dham with a service attitude, for them Lord Shiva uncovers the Dham and reveals all the confidential pastimes to them, giving them access to the Lord's lotus feet, service to Lord's lotus feet, and the sweetness and the bliss which is flooding in the Dham. So Shiva acts as a protector of the Dham like that. And Lord Shiva gives akatapa kripa, akapata kripa, it is said, or sakapata kripa. Sakapata kripa means he gives deceitful mercy to demons like Rakshasas, like Ravana or Bhasmasura and others. While for devotees, he gives akapata kripa for prachetas. And such devotees like prachetas. Because those devotees who approach him with the right attitude, for them he bestows his grace by which one can attain the lotus feet of Krishna. You will see in the same manner, the Guru Tattva also is dealt with in a similar manner like Lord Shiva. Shiva should not be seen as independent of Vishnu, and Shiva should not be called as equal to Vishnu. Both are considered offensive. But one should treat Lord Shiva with utmost respect as a Charachara Guru, Guru of the whole universe who gives access to Vishnu. In the same manner, the spiritual master is also respected as Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastra. When Sanatana Goswami was a guru, one merchant approached him for a parasamani, touchstone, because he only could get material advantage from his guru. But later, he got a realization that this is insignificant gift that I received. Then he surrendered to Sanatana again and got the holy name, which is the real Chintamani. So Sanatana gave on one side a material gift, and later when the man returned back to him with more maturity and surrender, he gave him the holy name, which is transcendental gift. Similarly, Lord Shiva gives material benedictions to many, but those who come with service attitude and sincerity, for them he gives the access to Lord's lotus feet. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says that Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavratah mohitam nabhi janati ami lokoma majamabhyam. He says that Naham prakasha sarvasya, I am not easily accessible by the common people because there is a covering to stop them from accessing me due to their enjoying mentality or materialistic mentality. So the greatest transcendental gift that the guru gives to the disciple to access Krishna is the holy name. The covering layer of this maya potency is removed by the repeated calling out of the holy name with a great service attitude. Then once the covering is removed, then one gets access to Krishna and Krishna's relationship with his devotees, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's mercy, and Krishna's greatness, and all the subtle principles and nuances that Krishna follows while dealing with his devotee. So these things are accessible for one who is approaching the Lord with service attitude, and either Lord Shiva or Guru, they remove the covering which actually stops the materialist from accessing the Lord. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name should be done with this prayer. Please remove that covering, the veil of Maya. Maya Javanika Channam Ajna Dokshajam Avyayam. We are Ajna because the Maya curtain is not allowing us to access Krishna and His mercy. So we can pray to Lord, let me chant the holy name with a proper service attitude, that you will remove the veil or the curtain of Maya and allow me access to see you and serve your lotus feet. And this is the purpose of repeatedly calling the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Harinam Prabhu ki.